A south-southwest wind will develop today around the backside of high pressure that's centered over the southeastern states for the weekend. The high will keep the weather dry, although we will have a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day, and temperatures will manage to reach into the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs. At the same time, a cold front will dip in from the north, and skies will be mostly cloudy tonight. There is even the chance at a few scattered snow showers across the northern tier of New York and New England, perhaps mixed with a little bit of freezing rain or perhaps some sleet across areas north of I-90 as we get into the overnight period, but precipitation will be very light and spotty as this front is moisture-starved. Temperatures will dip back into the 20s to around 30. Behind this front, slightly cooler for the day tomorrow, we'll have partly sunny skies and highs will reach to about 40. At this point, we'll see temperatures drop back to around freezing or slightly below on Sunday night as a warm front approaches from the south. That front will bring spotty areas of precipitation, perhaps some freezing rain or sleet, maybe a few rain or snow showers first thing Monday morning. As steadier precipitation arrives during the day on Monday, it looks like temperatures just about everywhere will climb above freezing and top out mainly in the middle and upper 30s. Readings will continue to climb on Monday night with steady rain, which will last into the day on Tuesday. By Tuesday evening, precipitation will wind down, but not before high temperatures reach back up into the lower and middle 40s. Behind this system, it looks like we'll dry things out for the day on Wednesday. It'll be a bit cooler with a chilly northwest breeze and highs in the mid-30s. And high pressure will keep it mostly sunny, breezy, and chilly on Thursday with highs in the mid-20s. By Friday, we'll continue to enjoy sunshine with a moderating trend with highs near 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a well-defined cold front and its associated area of precipitation will continue to push into the southwestern United States. A vast area spanning from the Sierra Nevadas, northern Arizona, and northward into the Rockies and Colorado will have a mix of rain and snow today, turning to mostly snow by this evening and through tomorrow. The heaviest snow accumulations will likely occur over the mountains of the southwestern parts of Wyoming into Utah and eastern Nevada this afternoon. And as the front progresses eastward, so will the heaviest precipitation. Locally heavy snow is forecast for the central and southern Rockies. Meanwhile, an area of low pressure is expected to strengthen over the southern high plains tonight and track northeast into the Midwest. In the cold sector, a large shield of snow will span from the Rockies into the central high plains by tonight, reaching the upper Midwest tomorrow. Snowfall intensity will be moderate to heavy at times and accompanied by gusty winds. A winter storm warning is in effect for eastern Wyoming and Colorado, and a watch extends into northern Wisconsin. Farther south, ahead of the lows trailing cold front, showers and thunderstorms will develop, increasing in coverage and intensity across eastern Oklahoma and Texas into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Imperial, California and Elkhart, Kansas, to a low of 3 below zero at Butte, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 50s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, near 50. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and windy, with highs near 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 53, set in 2006 and in 1986, and the record low, 22 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:53 p.m., 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, with a snow shower possible tonight, lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs right around 40. Mostly cloudy with a rain or snow shower possible tonight, some icy spots possible with lows in the upper 20s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny near 40. Some spotty freezing rain Monday morning, then rain showers upper 30s. Rain on Tuesday in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder Wednesday mid-30s. Mostly sunny and breezy Thursday mid-20s. And mostly sunny with highs near 30 on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.